The Superstitious Lady. Have you ever been called superstitious because of your faith? Several years ago, when my husband and I bought our business, I was greatly disturbed by the business address and decided to bring it before the postmaster in an effort to change it. The address was 666 South Center Street. It crawled up under my skin and made me uneasy. To me, the thought of seeing and speaking that address on a daily basis felt like a recipe for disaster. The look on the postmaster's face when he asked me why I wanted to change it told the story of how foolish he thought I was. I explained that our entrance was facing the other street on the corner we occupied. He could not understand my determination to have the address changed. I said, "I don't know about you, but in my Bible, it states that the number 666 belongs to the enemy." The voice of a nearby customer said, "Mine too." The postmaster explained to me that whatever address was on the electric bill would determine the address for the post office. So I contacted the power company and told them how important they were and was able to have them change it. When I returned to the postmaster to follow through on the change, I heard him say in a sarcastic way, "Here comes the superstitious lady from Center Street." Revelation speaks of a great beast coming up out of the earth. It forces everyone who wishes to buy or sell anything to receive its mark on the hand or forehead. This is where wisdom is needed. Those who understand should count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a person, and its number is 666. Revelation 13:18. Many people say it's just a number, but that's not what God says. Are you willing today to stand up for what you believe, even if people think you are foolish?